This audio interview is being conducted at the Phoenix Sperm Bank on the 9th of May, 2019, with donor number 10354.
My donor number is 10354. Hello. I am 6 feet, 2 inches tall, and have a medium build. I have brown hair and blue eyes. My skin color is white. My mother's ethnic is German, Swiss, and Swedish, and my father's ethnic origin is German and Dutch. My racial color code, as established by the Seattle Sperm Bank, is white.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to be here, bud.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, so you're currently a student. Are you working? What have you got going on?
Teacher. Not pursuing scoring now, but maybe here in a year or so.
Okay. And speaking of future plans, in the next 5 to 10 years, what would you like to be doing?
I'd like to either continue teaching, become an assistant principal, or looking at working at a church, being like a pastor of some sort.
Very cool. Growing up, did you have any siblings?
I have one sister.
And what's your relationship with her like today?
We still communicate. We hang out about once or twice a week, go see movies with each other, have her over for dinner.
That's awesome.
Simple things like that.
That's awesome. And your parents, would you say that they instilled in you any morals or values that you still see in yourself today?
Absolutely. My mother, she was always the strong religious type in our family relationship or family dynamic, and so she always pushed on us kind of old-fashioned conservative values. And my dad's always been a good financial planner, so he's taught us how to take care of finances, how to raise a good home, and do more practical things in life.
Very good. Well, when you're not working, what do you like to do for fun?
So I'm very active. My wife and I go out of town quite often, so we'll go outdoor rock climbing. I participate in marathons and half marathons, and we do bouldering at a rock gym a few times a week.
Very cool. How about music? Types of music that you're into, or if it's easier to answer, is there any type of music that you don't enjoy?
Don't enjoy modern-day country music, and I don't really enjoy rap.
Okay.
But I do like everything else.
Very good.
Pretty wide open on music.
And movies, genres of movies you enjoy, or specific favorite movies of yours?
So I'm a total movie nerd and movie buff, so anything that comes out, I like to watch it. Star Wars, The Avengers, anything like that, I'm all on it. Action movies, horror, romance, romantic comedy, really into anything.
Cool. What are some of your favorite foods?
I used to just be kind of a meat and potatoes kind of kid growing up, and then right when I started dating and got married to my wife, she forced me to enjoy other things. So I started to get into foods of different cultures and sorts. So when we traveled to New Zealand, we had a lot of Asian food, we had a lot of British food, just different varieties. I think my favorite is Italian. Nothing better than lasagna or pizza, of course.
Man after my own heart. I love it.
Yes.
When you get a chance to read for fun, what do you like to read?
I enjoy a lot of sci-fi and also dystopian society type novels. I think a lot of biographies, autobiographies are also some of my favorites. Big fan of history, so anything to do with ancient Hebrew, ancient Greek, ancient Roman civilizations, that's kind of my favorite genre of historical reading.
Cool. What's one of the better trips you've taken in your life?
New Zealand. So we flew from here to LA, went to Fiji, spent a few hours there as a layover, and then we spent about 2 weeks in New Zealand just traveling the North Island, and went to beaches, went to kind of the populated city areas, and we also got to check out Hobbiton, so see some of the Lord of the Rings set up.
That's awesome. Any other passions or talents or interests that you have that we haven't talked about so far?
I'm definitely passionate about helping, serving people. So whether that looks like serving a church or working as an assistant coach at the school I work at, just anything that gets me out helping other people and helping them accomplish and reach their goals, that's a big thing.
Very cool. Now I'm going to ask you some questions about your participation in the donor program. What made you decide to become a donor?
So what I like to do, like I said, one of my background interests is to help people. So being able to help people that can't have kids for whatever reason, just knowing that I'm able to help afford or help offer that opportunity in some way.
Very good. What are some of your thoughts about possible future contact with an offspring?
Definitely down for it. Be fun to meet someone who I obviously haven't raised or known ever, but when they're at that age where they're ready to meet up, definitely interested just talking to them, seeing what their life's been like, and seeing a little bit of myself in them, no pun intended.
Indeed. And lastly, is there anything that you want to say to the recipients of your donations?
Hope everything goes well raising the child, that they can be the most successful possible. They reach their goals, they achieve everything they want to achieve, and they have good genes coming from my side. So,
very good. Well, again, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to be here, and want to wish you the best going forward.
Thank you. Appreciate it.